Amen.
Be so glad to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Amen. We thank God for Pastor Reed and Beulah and having a solid day with us on this morning. We bless the Lord anyway. We thank God. And we honor the Lord for His goodness, His mercy, and His kindness. And we just thank God that God is God. I'm really glad that God is God. Yeah. I'm so glad that other people are God. Because when some other people look at us, they might have a different impression. Because they judge us based on our outward appearance. But today we thank God that God is God. And I heard Him say, I'm God. Chapter 9, verses 1 through 11 of the 9th chapter. Amen. Aren't you glad to know who He is?
Amen.
I said, aren't you glad?
Amen.
You know who He is.
Amen.
I heard somebody say, everybody ought to know who Jesus is. Aren't you glad to know Him? Amen. I remember a time when I did not know Him. I had a miserable life. But since I crossed over on the other side, I understand what the Lord meant when He said to His disciples, let us cross over to me. Now when I cross over to the other side, hallelujah, the things I used to do, I don't. The things I used to think, I don't. I bless the Lord, the places I used to go. Because I cross over to the other side. Wow. We thank you for the freedom and the privilege we have to worship you in spirit and in truth. Oh God, on this afternoon, we ask you to speak. Lord, we ask you to stir some soul that's drifting. Oh God, send your word to draw sinners, to draw backsliders, and most of all, Lord, send your word to save, to heal, to deliver, and to set free. And for this, we thank you. Can the church say in Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I was reading this. It had to be something in that thing. There had to be some special anointing in Jesus' spit that he mixed with the clay. Somebody said, I need to find that anointing. Right? Just the Lord just spit on the ground and made some clay out of the spit. And there was some healing power in his spirit. That's all. I thought that was amusing and very interesting that God can heal like that. You know, the reason I say that is because people often say, well, God doesn't worry like that. Yeah, you mean that means God don't worry like that. God works like he wants to work. And this was an occasion when he said, I'm not going to speak to you, I'm not going to touch you, I'm just going to spit on the ground. Because I'm God. Amen. So that's what I like to say. I don't like to hear people say, well, God don't work like that. Because God works in all of our lives and situations the way he wants to work to prove his point. Amen. So I don't question God and what he does. But can I give you a message in advance? Well, I'm going to read the first two verses, then I give you the message. Amen. And we won't be long, even though I've been accused of being slightly long-winded. I'm so glad I'm not lonely long-winded. I'm only slightly long-winded. I guess I must be long-winded. Ain't nobody say amen to the slightly. First one reads, and as Jesus passed by, he in our religion. I was so glad I was saved. I was also they are not religious. But I am saved. Because I'm saved, I learned that judge not that you be not judged. Because I'm saved, I learned to judge myself. So that the Lord doesn't have to
judge
you. But per se. Can we say per se? If you want to judge a situation, and you know how a lot of times we have our own theologies, and with theologies we have our own ideologies, and in our theology and our ideologies we say, you know what, this is happening to you because of this, and because of that, and because you haven't done what you ought to do. I don't care what being has to say about me as long as I'm doing what God All right.
There are many challenges and many things that happen in our lives that we can't